Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
People.
Yeah. 3 hours later. Yeah.
Our family would be the only one locked in.
Jordan Rudolph.
There's Jordan.
Yeah. Right. There we go. We're live.
Woo!
Wait, there's
all
people
right.
Doing.
3 hours.
There we go. We are live.
One of them's me.
One of them's me.
Top left is not reflecting.
Now we got one.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, never mind.
All
it's
right.
Mike.
That's me. Hey, just like that, let's watch it go to zero.
No!
Oh, all right.
Yep, there we go.
I don't see us.
All right, there we go.
Guys,
oh,
there
we
are. Shit together.
Everyone lock in, all right? There's tens of people here.
Yeah, a dozen.
All right, well.
Wes says hello. Hello, Wes.
Hello,
thank
Wes.
Wes, thank you.
Yeah, Wes Varner. There we go.
That's a cool name.
All right, we're up at 19-23.
Woo! Hey, fuck yeah! Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're saying Jesus.
Everybody's here for Bula.
You can swear on this, can't you? Better be able to, or Sydney can never be on again.
Yeah, you know, maybe just
see myself out right now. Everybody's here to meet the newest Golic.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna Simba him in front of the Simba cam, which, by the way, of all the latest innovations in stadium camera things, Simba cam by far my favorite.
I have not seen it yet.
Yes.
I've heard about it, but I've not seen it. I just saw when The Rock was out doing his press tour for Black Adam, they crowd surfed a baby all the way to it.
What? Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
yes.
I didn't believe in humanity again. Everyone was so gentle. They crowd
they
surfed
it. They crowd surfed the baby.
Wait, the parents were okay with that?
They had to start it unless somebody ripped the children from their arms. I don't know.
I was going to say, as someone who watched the movie Mother, I'm really uncomfortable with a crowd of people handling a baby.
Yeah.
You just gave me PTSD.
They ate that baby.
That was awful.
It was a really scary movie. I didn't like that.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Is that the scariest movie you've ever seen that isn't a horror movie?
Are we sure it's not technically a horror movie?
Yeah, was that not considered a horror movie?
It's got to be considered a horror movie, right?
I think it was technically like a psychological thriller, but it was definitely up there.
I'm pretty sure everything Darren Aronofsky ever made in his life has affected me worse than any horror movie I've ever seen in my life. Like Requiem for a Dream.
I never saw Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, don't. Don't.
No.
Don't do it, Bloodbath.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want that kind of juice.
We lost two viewers. It's time to get the show on the road.
Oh, come
on.
No,
you don't want that evil, Ricky Bobby. All right, welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic
Jake from
podcast.
The top rope.
I'm Mike Golic Jr. With me, as always, my entire family. If you're new here, Mike Golic Sr., my dad, who's probably, if you know someone from this group and you're new here, it's probably the guy in the green polo. My mom, Chris Golic, my brother Jake, his wife Jenny, my sister Sydney, and super producer Mikey A, who's made all this possible. So round of applause for Mikey A for getting this off the ground. Everybody clap it up, Mikey A. Shout out to the tens of people that showed up here. Bobby C, Tracy C, Wes Varner. Lots of C's in here, and keeping with the Bachelor, Bachelorette tradition of weekend observations and just making everyone their name and last initial works out pretty well. But yeah, our family, for again, if every podcast is someone's first podcast, My mom decided the best way to keep tabs on us all was to get us together for a podcast that usually records bi-weekly. Some of you sickos along the way have done this, which makes sense because we grew up having our thoughts, feelings, and worst moments broadcast on national radio for a big public audience to see. So, so some of you might know us, some of you don't. Either way, we appreciate you coming here. And we had a bunch of stuff planned over the course of the podcast. We have since we have video and the famously visual medium of podcasting, we've got a live taste test of Crumble Cookies, which have been hot in the streets in the news lately. Mikey A, got all the C's.
Whoa!
I know. He is Jack now. But Mikey A has never had Crumble Cookie, and so he is going to sample for the first time, which gave us the excuse to go ahead and try and sample for the first time, or many a time.
It's like my first time this week.
Yeah, exactly. For the first time this week, we'll have Crumble.
We didn't want Mikey A to eat alone, so.
Well, I appreciate that. Right. Which one are we excited about today?
For those first timers again.
The birthday cake.
Ben. Sydney's husband Ben is not on this podcast today. He is a med student in Scottsdale, so
he's doing real shit. Yeah.
So
yeah, we're gonna taste test cookies, do weird would you rathers, and then we still have Ben being the doctor. Usually does a brain buster. He sent it along to Sydney, whose direct quote upon receiving the text was, "I can't pronounce any of these words." So that should go exceptionally well here. Oscar says Dunde Esta Jackson. Yo no sé. We think Jackson's sleeping right now.
Yeah. Is it time? We'll present him.
So the reason we're all together but in different rooms right now is because Jackson's getting baptized this week. He's finding Christ saving light. Here he is. Being a baby. Hey! Jackson. Here we go. Crowd surf the baby.
Jackson.
That's Jackson.
The amazing thing here is that Sydney and Mike, Jake and Jenny, asked them to be the godparents, which is a scary thought because we all know what that means. If something were to happen to Jake and Jenny, I'd like to know, starting with you, Sydney, what would be your first act as then guardian and parent of said Jackson?
Hand him to you.
Excuse me?
Hand him right back to them.
Yep.
Probably I would go to Boston. I'd pick him up. I'd fly him back out to Arizona, and I'd drive him right up the road to mom and dad's house.
That is true, because I'm not going to lie. We had our first – so we had all been waiting around with anxious anticipation for Jackson to drop his first deuce in all of our presence, because he makes quite a show of it.
Yeah.
And Jake flagged me and Sydney both over to try and have one of us change the diaper. And after seeing and smelling what I saw, I just don't know if kids are going to be in the cards for me. I think a lifetime of uncledom seems like it might suit me well, because that young man made some stuff that I do not have in me. I just don't know if I do.
Wait, I wasn't home. You didn't change it?
No,
I watched Jake.
Sydney, Sydney, you didn't do it?
No,
I was prepared to. He handed me the wipes, and then Jake just started going after, and I watched all the nooks and crannies I'm supposed to get in for next time.
Things just kicked in, and I just started doing it.
So, Jake, how quickly do you get over the fact that it's puke and poop that you don't even care anymore?
Yeah, you don't care. My big thing I talked about a while ago on the pod was snot. I'm not a fan of snot. And now I don't care. I'll pick anything out of his nose. It's all good. So you get over it very quickly because you really have no choice.
See? Yeah, I had a choice, so I turned and ran.
I don't know. I don't know. I had a choice every once in a while, and it was, for me, it was spit up. Spit up was the thing where it was that's yours. Everything else I could have handled. Spit up. It's that baby white goopy vomit that I'm like, nope, that came out of you, and you can go ahead and just take it right back.
Have you ever been had them like holding them and had them vomit into your mouth?
Yeah.
I had that happen, and it was not good.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It was not good. So
Stephanie just said, why do I feel Jenny is breastfeeding right now? Jenny is not breastfeeding.
Jenny's not
right
breastfeeding.
Like Wes Varner said, I can't eat cookie butter any longer thanks to my kids, which sounds like it's an experience kind of like yours, Mom. So, yeah. Wes, we're sorry for your loss because cookie butter rocks.
Really good.
It does.
Yes, so this is Jackson. Everyone, please leave your comment F to pay a respect to Jackson in the chat. Let him know you're feeling his presence here. And
he's reading him right now.
He is.
Look at him. He's reading him.
He's reading the comments. So again, if you don't comment F to pay respect to Jackson, he will feel some type of way about it. We don't want him to meet the Lord tomorrow having that on his conscience. We're going to wipe away the original sin. It's going to be great stuff. So
Yes. All right. Should we get to the cookies? Why delay?
Well, I also wanted to ask Dad a question because I just thought about this.
God, get to the cookies.
I know we're going to get to the cookies, but I did just think because everyone was talking about Draymond Green punching that dude, Jordan Poole in the face. Dad, did you ever get punched in the face by Reggie?
Reggie would not punch somebody in the face. I got punched in the face on the field by someone on another team. His name was Kevin Gogan. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. And it was a third down, and we stopped him, and there was a scrum after the play. And he was taller than me, and he had my face mask, and he had my head twisted. And he did like a Mike Tyson 6-inch punch. And, I mean, he connected. He got under my face mask and everything. And I had to say it was a great shot by him. And I took my helmet off after, and it was third down, and we were running – or it's going to be fourth down, so we were coming off the field. And I took my helmet off. And I saw the trainers running out onto the field, and I kind of looked behind me like, you know, who are they running for? And I didn't see anybody. All of a sudden, I see they're running at me, and they stop in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? And they go, are you all right? And I'm like, why? What's the matter? They said, your face is covered in blood. It turns out when he punched me, he exploded my lip, and it shot up into my face, and on the inside of my helmet, the inside of my face mask, was all splattered with blood as well. And I had this huge cut on my lip, but I didn't even feel it. And they got this towel they're wiping. I'm like, holy shit, I'm bleeding everywhere. And I even went up to Gogan after the game. I said, dude, nice punch, man. You opened me up pretty good.
That's so, classic dad being completely unaware of what's happening.
completely unaware.
So long story short, Reggie never punched you.
Reggie never punched me. There were guys in the locker room. We had some pretty good offensive, defensive fights in our Eagle locker room at time where there's some hard punches thrown. So
you
that is
really involved in them, though.
I wasn't really involved in them. No. Yeah. I stayed the hell away from those guys.
So is this Gogan guy our dad now?
This dude was big, and man, yeah, he got me. What can I say? Listen, if I could have got him like that, I would have, but he got me, and he did it so quick and fast and short punch. He didn't get flagged or anything. It was pretty impressive.
You guys in college, is there fights in the locker room or is that more of an NFL thing? Did you ever see anybody fight?
Are you about to drop a keep that in house kind of thing? Because that's what you look like.
No, yeah. I don't think there was ever a fist fight in our locker room. One guy swung a helmet at another guy at one point. That one got kind of out of control, but no one connected and everyone kind of laughed it off. I just was amazed at how much pearl clutching went on with this after the video came out of Draymond punching that dude, where he had to like step away from the team for a little bit and everyone had to take it very seriously. I was like, they got mad and they hit each other and they're probably fine now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good punch he hit him with though. He got him. I mean, he got him with that punch.
Yeah. It wasn't his first time.
Connection. Yeah. And that shit happens. That doesn't even, if people always ask, I know Mike, you and I, cause we're on air and stuff. When people go at it on the sideline and yelling to one another, I'm like, man, that doesn't affect me one bit. That's the emotion of the game. So what? You know, that shit just blows over.
But some people really don't like each other.
No, some people don't. Listen, yeah. I've never said 53 guys in a locker room aren't all singing Kumbaya. There are plenty of guys who I played with who I'd never go out with and plenty of guys who never wanted to hang out with me. But you do what you got to do on the field to win. That's all.
Oh, Jen's leaving.
Oscar has a question, and actually so do I, but I'll wait till Jenny comes back for mine. Oscar wants to know, Mike, if you ever saw Buddy Ryan punch anyone. Fellow coaches.
That was in Houston, when he punched the other coach. Not when he was with me in Philly. No, I saw him lose his mind and shit a whole lot, but not go away. He did tell our coaches, he allowed in training camp, he allowed cutting, which is unheard of. Could you imagine somebody cutting Reggie White and blowing his knee out in practice? And so he allowed cutting. So we had fights all the time. And Buddy Ryan told the coaches, if you want to get guys get involved, that's fine. But understand, then you're fair game. So I mean, because we had coaches who would start talking shit, and the players went after them, and Buddy didn't do a damn thing. If anybody wanted to get in, he let them get in it, man. It was pretty crazy.
I mean, that's kind of the way it should be, though, like, especially if you're going to start something, because that was my whole thing. People acted like Jordan Poole got cheap shotted. He walked up to Draymond. They got chest to chest, and then he pushed him. You don't make it physical unless you're ready for it. Like, if you can't defend yourself or aren't ready to after that, that's a you problem, Bucko. That's not anybody else.
The one thing we learned, though, because everybody would jump in, it would be a scrum, and then one thing Buddy finally said was, all right, no more anybody jumping in, you're going to run. Only the two people that are fighting, you guys fight. So they would fight, but then what we found out is you'd have to stay in and do the next play in the next period, mm-hmm. and they'd be dead tired. So everybody reasoned, okay, it doesn't make much sense to fight anymore because you're dead-ass tired, you've accomplished nothing, and you have to stay in and keep practicing.
All right, I want to ask this without making it versus. So let me ask, who's the better fighter, Jenny or Sydney? Because I don't know.
Sydney's got
I've known you guys Sydney's for about a year now. I don't know.
I think it's neck and neck, honestly. I think we both bring something different to the table.
Yeah.
They'd be a great team.
Fighter.
Yeah, and I just got a lot of, like, I'm very lanky, and I feel like that helps.
She's got reach. Jenny, have you ever gotten in a fight where you really went after someone?
No.
Sydney, didn't you do it outside of a bar? Didn't you take someone out or try to?
Some girl was trying to come after our friend Hillary.
Yep.
It was the end of the night at CJ's. It was about probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. And for some reason, this girl was just not having it with Hillary. Hillary did nothing, but she charged at Hillary, and I'm pretty sure I clothesline. What is it called? Where you like hold?
Oh yeah, you just like clothesline.
And I just
hip
like
tossed
dropped
her
ass to the ground. Yeah,
yeah. I watched it. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, that you was. I mean, I didn't want to go to jail, so that was it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like that other girl was actually ready for the fight, so she got dropped, and she wasn't going to do anything. Like, she walked over there with the intent to just get in somebody's face, and then she found this lunatic, who I've often said has the strength of like an adolescent chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Were any of you guys there?
Oh, yeah. I was right there. I watched it happen.
We're all there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Which it holds true with the statement our old producer from ESPN, Cliff, made, which is every fight at a bar is started by a Long Island iced tea, which is absolutely true at CJ's.
Yep. Yeah.
You get confident on those.
Jake, hey, and
somebody wants to know, we did this the last pod. Jake and Jenny, you weren't on this. One of the would you rathers was we asked Mike and Sydney if they would switch, if Mike would like to be the youngest and Sydney would like to be the oldest. You weren't on it, Jake, and you're the middle, so you're neither. If you had a choice, would you rather be the oldest or the youngest?
I'm pretty oldest or youngest. Probably youngest. Sydney's got it pretty good.
Yeah.
I said I'm not changing a damn thing.
Yeah, you're in a good lineup in the batting order there. You're doing good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Youngest for sure.
I am the youngest, and I like being the youngest. So.
Uh-huh. I'm the youngest, too. I like being the youngest.
Same here.
You're the youngest,
I wonder
too?
If – yes. I wonder if that would be different if Sydney were the oldest, if Jake would want to switch with Mike.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There's just too much trial and error with the first one. You got to figure everything out. You know, me and Sydney got to kind of learn from his mistakes.
I also think it's a little bit easier. Deal being the youngest and the only girl. Jenny, you can vouch for that. Like, it's just, 100%. Yeah, it's a big great. Difference.
But
the oldest has responsibility.
Go to the first.
Yeah, Chris and Mike are the oldest in their family. So, yeah, it's a little more responsibility there.
You also get a certain level of like neurosis that comes with that, though, that I think should be largely avoided if given the option to. I don't recommend it.
Yeah, Jake wouldn't like it.
No,
we should eat these cookies now.
We should definitely eat these cookies. So we have gone on this long enough. As always, download, subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry in advance. Wherever you get your podcast, you can get this every couple of weeks here. And a while back, I remember Crumble was trending on the internet, and a lot of people were talking sideways about a branded cookie that we really love. This is not a sponsored element yet. Crumble, call us. So not a sponsored element yet, just a passion project here for everyone. And so we went out. Mikey A has never had Crumble cookie. His kids have already sampled the batch today. Very jazzed about this. So will someone with a better knowledge of these explain the flavors that we're working with and trying today?
I got them all.
This is Sydney. So, yeah.
Right here, I'm going to pick each one up. You got your classic milk chocolate chip cookie. That's sold weekly. That's always in the rotation. This one with the sprinkles is cake batter. You got some white chocolate chips in there, but also cake batter.
Well, cake batter
flavor.
Blondie.
Yes. This one is a little bit more tart. I've had this one before in previous weeks. It is like a raspberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So we did skip that one because the kids were adamant that they each get a pink donut one. So okay. Six pack, we had to leave one out. That's the one that didn't make the cut.
Okay.
Speaking of pink donut, we got it right here. It's very cute, nicely decorated. It looks exactly like your classic pink sprinkled donut. And the one I really enjoy the most, just because I like ones with frosting, is the pink velvet one. So it's honestly just kind of cakey.
Yeah.
So
pink velvet. Yep.
Yes.
And again, Crumble Cookie, they make what, 5 different cookies every Sunday? They put out an Instagram video of the new cookies that they've made. Anybody has not tried Crumble, you'll love Crumble. Mike, you're going on their podcast in November. You're actually flying to Utah to go on their podcast, correct?
Yeah, that's the plan at this point right now. So we'll very excited for that one.
If you need a social assistant,
yeah,
hit me up. I love to sit below them.
So Mikey,
Golden Oreo is my favorite.
Which one are you going to try first, Mikey?
I will leave it to the experts to tell me which way to go first.
I would say the velvet one.
All right, we'll go velvet.
All right, pink velvet first.
Which one's velvet?
Pink velvet. All right. With the white frosting.
All right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
It's just good. It's really good.
Wow. Yeah.
But that frosting is like...
Isn't it?
That frosting is different.
The frosting to cookie ratio
is perfect. Cheese frosting.
Yeah.
That's so good. Janet, that's a great call. It's the difference maker. 100%.
Wow.
Cream cheese takes it above and beyond, so.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Good baseline.
Well, go pink
Are
donut.
Are we rating them in order or giving them like specific, like 8.6 or whatever?
Oh, no. They're all 10s.
No, we're going to rate them in order. That's the paper score.
We can rank 1 through 5 at the end.
Yes.
Okay. 1 through 5?
Yeah. All right. So the donut one next.
Yeah.
Big fan of a donut.
Mm, that's good. Yep.
The cake, it's the cookie itself is like a cake.
It is.
Yeah. It's thick and dense. To answer Wes Varner's question, no luck wrangling a franchise yet. We remain hopeful. We remain undeterred. Our families, I think, if anyone out there from Crumble is in the comments, if you're one of the 73 people in here, please.
Help us, yes.
Yeah, if anybody
74.
We're trying. Yes. We are trying
ton
desperately.
Of passion.
Oh, ton of passion. Could you not tell from Sydney? She was like speaking so eloquently about it.
All right. Next one. Which order?
I want to try the fun, we'll the other fun frosting one.
The raspberry lemonade.
Oh. That's the one Mikey A doesn't have.
Go for it.
I still got to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a Mikey A problem.
Mm.
It's like a little lemony but tart.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Jen's not a fan. So
Jen, you don't like it?
It's okay.
You be careful how you speak.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
So as many people have pointed out, this has quickly turned into ASMR.
Yeah.
And it's just us chewing into the microphone. So.
Yeah. Well, at least people can see it.
Yeah.
I guess that's a consolation.
Maybe. It would be better than just listening to it. Maybe it would make funny faces. So the
next one's cake batter.
I've been wanting to try this one. So.
God, I'm getting.
This one doesn't have any frosting on it. It's like a blondie brownie kind
of thing. Do a lot of different types of like cakey cake batter ones. Mm-hmm. So you'd think they'd put frosting on it, but this one just sprinkled.
Yeah, I think it's good without frosting.
I am a big frosting guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice change of pace.
Uh-huh.
Wes makes me say which one tastes closest to the suppository.
What did that taste like?
That's a P1.
For anyone that's a P1 fan. For this podcast canon. Yeah. At one point, my sister had some sort of medical problem and needed to take a suppository and didn't realize what a butt pill was. And so she just ate it with her mouth and it didn't go great for her. So do you remember what it tastes like?
Not good. It was
it tasted like ass.
A little chemically, I guess. And that's why I called poison control.
Poison control.
She laughed at me. She actually cracked up on the phone. I was like, aren't you supposed to be helping me?
Well, that's I feel like working for poison control is kind of like being a parent, where you're not supposed to laugh at the messed up stuff. Like, Jake and Jenny, have you thought about that? Like, not having to laugh at the messed up shit that Jax is eventually going to do?
We laugh at him now, with the way he, like, poops and stuff.
That is true. Jake, you videotape every poop.
Jake sends out videos of Jackson pooping because the sound quality is incredible. It is incredible.
Eventually,
wait, Jenny, do the impression of Jackson doing his little hand stretch, too.
Nice. So Jake and Jenny, the holidays are coming up, and something I did was I had a picture of my son's massive blowout poop blown up and framed and gave it to my brother, and it to this day still hangs in his man den. It is absolutely incredible. So just if you're in that mindset for the holidays.
You're always in that mindset. Are you kidding me?
Oh, true.
Jake, Mike, don't act like you wouldn't hang it either.
Jake sent us a picture of an awful blowout the other day, and it was not a great time.
Yeah, when the shit goes up.
All right, last cookie, chocolate chip.
I ate it already.
Yeah, we ate it already. It's your basic chocolate chip.
I love it. It's like a great staple.
God, do I need some milk right now?
People shit on their chocolate chip cookies, and I want to fight those people. Also, people that shit on crumble in general. I'm like, do you guys have any taste? Like,
you can go to school, but you can't buy class.
No, exactly. Ugh.
Oh, that's so good.
All right, who's ranking?
Yeah, Sydney, Jenny, as you, and Mom and Dad. I feel like you guys are the resident experts on this. Do you want to lead the charge in the rankings?
Okay. I like
Jenny going with a little palate cleanser.
Let's go with your fifth, because we have five.
Tart.
Jenny,
I'm gonna put probably Tart at five, the raspberry lemonade one.
See, I'm putting that at second. I like it.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm probably putting the donut or the chocolate chip, just because chocolate chip
will be my fifth. Yeah, be my fifth. It's always around.
Yep. I guess. Yeah. I'd agree. I was alternating between chocolate chip at fourth and the raspberry at fifth.
Yeah.
Those are interchangeable, kind of. So.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'd probably put the donut at four.
I'd go donut three, cake batter two, a pink velvet one.
I think the pink velvet will be one for me.
It will be for me, too.
And then the tart one will be, the other icing would be number two for me.
Because here's cake the thing about crumble. Which one's the number one for you, Jen?
Cake batter.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then donut two, pink velvet three.
Damn.
Wow, down on the frosting, Jen.
You're a big frosting girl, too.
I'm a big frosting person. I eat it out of the tube constantly.
So did you not like the frosting on the velvet one?
I did, but I prefer more of the buttercream than the cream cheese.
Oh, okay.
Ah, all right. Gotcha. Fair enough.
Mikey, which was your favorite, Mikey A?
So I would go number five for me was the cake batter blondie thing.
Okay.
Number four would be the donut. Number three is chocolate chip. Number two is the red velvet or the pink velvet, I guess. And number one, I guess you guys didn't get this. I got the sugar cookie with the
with
the pig frosting. That one was number one.
That one's always there too.
Yeah,
so. That would be my number one too. I've had it before.
Yeah, that one's number one.
And people, it's like their least favorite. Always, it went away for a bit because it wasn't popular. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck these people are thinking. But
Golden Oreo has been my favorite out of all the ones I've had.
Golden Oreo. Yeah,
Jenny loved that one.
Wow. Does it involve icing?
Yes.
I think the reason I gravitate towards the icing and crumble in general is they remind me of those store-bought cookies from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're just they're like the upgraded,
elevated,
bougie version of that.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just a denser version.
Yep.
God, I can't wait till we own a crumble.
That's one of the true marks of a human being that I look for. If you, for some reason, dump on that brand of cookie from the grocery store, then I feel like there's something deeply wrong with you. It's that, and if you don't cry watching Armageddon.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
I watched that the other day for a podcast and sobbed.
Yeah.
Good first date conversation. Do you cry during Armageddon? How do you feel about store-bought ice cream?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Fair questions.
If you can make it to the
always dying.
Honestly, listen. These are important things. Where do you go when you die? The answer is nowhere. But the first time I cry in that movie is when they're out at the ruins and Harry and his daughter are out there for the first time having the conversation about him going to space. Just destroys me.
It's good stuff.
Animal cracker, I like put it across Jake's body. You know how like
yeah, do you do that?
Tuck it into his little belt loop.
Do you do the fake Australian voice?
Jake's like, how many times are we gonna do this?
Down to the ample plains.
I was gonna say I'm almost positive Gojo will know this, but do you know this last weekend was apple fritter time over by ESPN in Southington?
Oh, in Southington. Oh. Chris and I
were brother in Christ.
Phenomenal. So yeah, I have a bag of apple fritters and these cookies, and decisions will be made later that will affect me for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Well, actually, it'll affect you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
is there any better sight than the bag of apple fritters when it's just sweating?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
So good.
When all that grease is pumping through the bag and you get it and it's nice and oily and you reach your hand in and you just go, oh, get that first fritter.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be some place in Indiana that does that too.
Yeah. I got to believe
down the street.
Yeah.
It's Indiana.
Oh. Yeah, I know, right? So we got to find
that. Yeah, we got to find that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, Sid, do you want to do your question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a 180, but sure.
Yep, we'll time this out here. Ben's Brainbuster, often imitated, sometimes duplicated by Sydney, supposed to be a chance for people that listen to this podcast to actually learn something, because mostly we just spit poison in your face and eat cookies. But occasionally we'll learn you something. And Sydney is acting on behalf of Ben since he's doing doctor stuff. So, Sydney, good luck pronouncing these words.
He picked one because I get to say penis.
All right.
So, before I say this question, you have two of the four answers are correct. So, you have to pick two of the answers.
Okay.
All right, two of four.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
What two terminal branches of the punital nerve solely supply sensory innervation? A, inferior rectal nerve.
Oh, God.
B, perineal nerve. Perineal nerve. I practiced that one last night. Okay. Three, dorsal nerve of the penis and clitoris. D.
She can't even say it.
Posterior scrotal/labial nerve.
Can you repeat the question again?
Yeah.
What two terminal branches of the punital nerve, solely supply sensory innervation?
Go ahead.
A, inferior rectal nerve. B, perineal nerve. C, dorsal nerve of the penis/clitoris. D, posterior scrotal and labial nerve.
All right, I'm going
to go A and C.
I'm going A and C as well.
I'm going A and D, ass and balls.
I'm going C and D.
I'm going ass and dick.
Whichever one is ass and then C.
Jake, where did you go?
B and D.
And I went C and D.
You guys are all wrong. It was C and D.
That's what I said.
That's what Mom just said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
A moment ago.
Uh-huh.
So the dorsal nerve of the penis and clitoris and the posterior scrotal/labial nerve.
Woo! Butt play is out.
I still don't know what any of that means.
That means cup the balls.
Those are the answers.
Mind the stepchildren.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh my! I'm two for two on the medical question.
Yeah, last week it had something to do with Vegas.
Yeah,
well, head on down to Mayo and get in that class.
Woo!
I mean, medical school, like it's hard.
Hard, yeah. Oh, good job, Sid.
Where you go, Sid?
Great job, Sydney. Normally, we also do a "Would you rather." Jenny said she's brought one to the party here. Dad usually does these, so I'm very curious what Jen felt so compelled by the spirit.
Oh no! It's not like anything bad this time. I was thinking about this the other day. would you rather be handed $5 million cash or get to redo the last 10 years of your life?
Oh,
behind the way I think on this.
Oh,
one.
I'm going cash again. I enjoy my life. Everything went pretty well. I mean,
oh, actually, I'm going to change it. Last 15 years. Last 15 years or 5 million cash.
Can I choose last 10 versus last 15?
No, don't give me choice.
Your 20s could be very beneficial. Not you personally.
No.
I mean, to me personally, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
No, you can't.
$5 million or the last 10 years of your life?
No, we're changing 15. It to 15.
Relive the last 15?
No.
But no, you, here's a very important part of this. You know what you know now.
Oh,
and
see,
go
I can't.
Back 15 years.
I'd be in jail because I would kill some people.
That got dark.
Oh my God.
I would kill some people. God, if I knew what was going to be happening, they would be afraid of me.
Shit, that got dark.
Yeah.
I could change my mind because I would know to go in on a crumble cookie franchise soon. So
this is my thought process is knowing what I know now, what would I like invent or invest in? Like,
so you're saying you could make more than
$5 million.
Crypto was us in college. Like, imagine if you hit that just right when it got big that one time, you'd have more than $5 million.
Buddy, I would have invented OnlyFans and been so rich. So rich.
I think I would do the 15 years. I think you can make more than 5 mil.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think.
I go back and do 15 years again. Yeah, for sure.
That means you got to go through school again. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Jake, yeah, Jake. You ready to go to school again?
Try this time.
Oh.
That is true. Knowing what you know now, you could actually learn stuff. I'd be so much more engaged at college.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. Like, college is wasted on young people because if you guys went back now with a little bit of life experience, like, it would be way more beneficial to you.
I wouldn't have been such
a
piece of shit.
Right.
Hi, what are taxes? How do we do those?
Yeah.
I will say the thought of hitting or being hit by someone right now, though, really not something that would excite me.
No. But I mean, you get to go back as your 18-year-old self.
I get it, but if I guess I'd have that kind of energy again.
Hangovers don't hurt as much.
I would be on the juice in high school.
That is true.
I'd be on the juice in high school.
Oh, man.
Would you still date me?
No.
You guys for sure would have gone to a different high school.
Yeah.
He might have shipped you off to a different state to go to high school.
Yeah.
God, Jake's so right. It would have just been steroids. I'd have looked like Tony Mandarich.
I just pictured Jake just being like, Jake, you know, you got to go take that test. Why? I already know I fail it. Like, why do I have to do that?
I know what I get.
If you got an F, why waste your 2 hours?
I'm from the future.
But maybe
that'd be a great pickup line too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, all right, I have one.
That was a good question, Jack.
That was really good.
I have one that has affected everybody. So you're gonna have to choose. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green, or never stand in line again?
Never stand in line.
Like the Starbucks line in the airport or
ever
at an amusement park.
Like, I mean, forget the Starbucks line. You'd never stand in line at security again.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Anywhere. That's you'd never stand in line at an amusement park at a roller coaster. You're just a human fast pass now.
The DMV.
Yeah.
All DMV.
All right.
That's a good
one. As usual.
To choose that.
Yeah. As usual, though, I have a clarifying question, though. Yeah. Does everybody else still have to stand in line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Fuck those people.
Then yes, because I want to walk past them and be like, I played Would You Rather and I won, bitch.
I will say that is a very uncomfortable feeling for me as someone with TSA PreCheck and Clear. When you get walked to the front of a very long line,
I always
end up tilting the hat down and keeping a low profile.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Because again, while I understand everyone's got the ability to do this. It's somewhat cost prohibitive. You know, it's
right,
a sure. little on the pricey side. So not everyone can afford it, but it's technically available to everyone. I still right. feel uncomfortable going and essentially cutting the line.
Right. All right, let me amend it, though. And not only do you not have any red lights, you never hit traffic again.
That's a big change. That's a
huge That's a big, it's a big change.
You guys in Boston.
Yeah. If I still lived in Chicago, man. I might take that. Yeah.
Go in Boston, that's a game changer.
I'd go with lines. I don't go out.
No, I'm going to go traffic. If you had traffic, I go traffic.
Traffic's not very bad in Scottsdale, so I'm still going lines.
Yeah, I'm still going lines.
Jake and Jenny want the traffic.
I'm going traffic. I'm going traffic in Boston.
I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't
It becomes much more predictable when you can get through traffic.
How much easier your life would be between the studios if you were like in a fast lane and never had anybody stop in front of you.
Night and day.
Yep.
Yeah, it would change everything, so.
Yep. All right. That's all I got. One each. That was good. Those are good ones.
Those were good ones.
Also, just like a little, like, just to help you guys out here who are listening, the mom brought up the Starbucks thing in airports. Just get the app and order ahead. Yep. Mobile order. It's waiting for you. You don't have to stand in line.
Can you do that in airports?
Yes, you can. They have
spots. I did it yesterday.
Like at O'Hare, they have airports? Pickup order. Yeah.
Wow. All airports. I didn't know that.
There's some, like when we were in Vegas, there was only one that was no order ahead, but there was like eight in the Vegas airport. And but I ordered it and it was ready 5 minutes later. And I just walked up and I grabbed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, great Vegas trip, big Notre Dame win over BYU. Everything was great for the trip except the gambling part. But
it sucked.
It sucked.
It was awful.
But what a nice trip that was. What a great stadium. The Raiders stadium. And that was a lot of fun.
It was great. It was a fun game.
Allegiant kicks. Oh, I don't know. I was waiting for Jake and Jenny because I think they were muted and Jenny looked like she was going to say something.
No, Jenny just said that there were 69 people watching and wanted to point that out.
Nice. Nice.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. Well,
yeah, no, it looked like a fun time. You guys were all out there. I was I realized yet again I'm just not responsible enough to watch Notre Dame games in public. I was at the press box at NC State. And I came down at halftime to get hot dogs and pot stickers, which shout out to the NC State press box. Best eats we've had so far this season, which was a low bar to clear up until this point. But they threw down on dessert. I found out one unit of dessert technically in the NC State press box is two cookies and a brownie. So they understand portions. But that the Notre Dame BYU game was on in halftime in the press box. And at one point when Notre Dame threw that interception in the third or fourth quarter, I slammed the table and had to like muffle the fuck under my breath. And I saw several people look at me and I just looked at the rest crew. I was like, I have to go.
I keep talking wanting to be the alternate feed on Peacock for the Notre Dame games. And you say you can't do that.
Simply cannot. I am simply. No. I had to stop tweeting during games for that reason. The last time I live tweeted a game was when Notre Dame beat Clemson. You guys were there. I was drunk in your guys' living room doing that, and it was not cute. It was not cute.
I think people would appreciate seeing you because you're kind of like the every fan.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
Like you get mad like everybody else
does. I just don't know if that would be good for his health.
No, it's that's the thing. And I like, you know, I don't know, man. Like that's the one thing I do try and explain to people is when it comes to, because a lot of times people assume that if you played sports at a certain level or work a job in the media, you're not actually a fan like everyone else. I promise I'm a bigger Notre Dame fan than you. It ruins my life. My whole family has borne witness to that. So it still has the ability to ruin my weekend in a way that it should not for a 33-year-old adult man who actually got to play football there.
Dan and I were talking about it. Your level of intensity for it has not changed since high school.
Nope.
No,
it has not.
You're still a lunatic when it's on. So
I thought I'd
it
be
would
different.
Get easier over time. Yeah.
So well,
I want to be better.
Two things from the comment section here for us. We were in Vegas for the Notre Dame game. Ryan asked, Sid, did you use dad's card for drinks this weekend?
Ryan, I used my dad's card for everything this weekend.
Yeah. Sid and Ben were in Vegas with Chris and I at the game. Kelly wants to know, is the gambling better at Four Winds? We think so.
Yes.
Four Winds. There's a Four Winds here in South Bend, which is a very nice
casino.
You
gotta go, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've decided something after being in Vegas, that Vegas is not
fun.
You don't win good. As much in, no, you don't win as much. Like, I've been like three times, and I did win one big jackpot one time in Vegas. But since then, I've had no luck, and I feel like you have much better luck at the smaller casinos than you do at the big casinos. I don't know if you have to be a high roller and play like $200 a pull, but I just don't have any luck. So I think I'm down on Vegas for gambling. Yeah.
Well, Oscar wants to know, when are we live streaming your gambling, Chris?
You know what? If I do it, I'm going to do it from Four Winds because they have every machine that they had in Vegas, and your odds are way better here than they are in
Vegas.
So,
I agree.
So let me ask you, Golix, how many subscribers do we need to this YouTube channel for us to do a live Notre Dame watch party?
Oh, wow. God.
6,900 people.
Yeah, 6,969.
I don't know. We should come up with something. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, it would be a good idea. So, yeah. Mikey?
Yeah, we have 306 subscribers currently. So, okay.
I don't know the rules. If we do something like that, can we actually show the TV while the game
is on? No, we can't. No, you can show you guys.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that until we get in trouble?
I know of a way that we could do that. And
oh, you do? That's right.
Yes. I am certainly willing to explore that option if we get to, I don't know, what do you guys want to make it, like 1,500 subscribers?
That's a good number. Good
Something worth it, you know?
No, like, something aspirational. You're never going to be able to be with us, though, right?
Mike won't.
Well, no, we wouldn't have to be together.
But
you're calling game. We could do it for bowl games because he doesn't call those.
Say the bowl game.
Yeah, let's say bowl game.
Because, you know, he's preparing for his game, so we don't want
to bring in some friends.
Work. Yeah, but we could bring in some friends and we could do it for the bowl game.
That's
That'd
a good
cool.
idea. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
So. There you go. 1,500 people by the bowl game. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Yep. What'd you say, Jen?
Would we come to Arizona?
Hey, if they go to the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, I mean, if we're going to watch it.
But then how would we, what if we want to go to the Fiesta Bowl and then we can't do it.
They're not going to make the Fiesta Bowl. They've lost two games already.
I saw a tweet from somebody that said the Fiesta Bowl has entered the picture.
Are you believing anything on Twitter?
It was from a person.
Listen, if they ran the table now, that means it would be Clemson and USC. They'd be up for
I guess that's true.
That's going to be a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
Yeah. I'm a believer.
So, okay. But if they make anything but the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah. We'll attempt to do a game. Let's just put it at that. Yeah. We'll see
how
it
goes. You guys do the work of subscribing to this podcast YouTube channel, and then we'll worry about doing the work after that for the game watch potentially here. So you can watch me in my absolute worst form and judge me accordingly. But in the meantime, in addition to downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing this podcast the way you normally do, wherever you get your podcast, leaving us a 5-star rating and a review, make sure you also check out the Sorry in Advance YouTube page. That's how you got here and are watching this, and we appreciate you doing so. The 75 or so of you that showed up at any given time during the course of just chat, we're glad it wasn't zero. We thought it was that at
Thank
the beginning,
you.
And
we're
very worried. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you to everyone that showed up here. Thank you to Super Producer Mike EA for putting this together and
Mikey,
getting to taste Christ-saving light of crumble cookies. We're going to go and get ready to baptize baby here in the next couple of days and try and steer him on the path to Christ-saving light.
Crumble, call us.
Yeah.
Yes, call, please.
Crumble, baby, listen, sponsor the bowl game watch.
I'm begging you.
We're begging.
So thank you everyone for checking this out. As always, we're sorry in advance.
I am not.